On today's Tech Help for Churches, why cross-posting to other platforms is a problem. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you out with new media, social media, basically just using the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions and join the conversation, by the way. So just leave a comment below the video if you're watching the video. If you're listening to the audio, no problem. Paul@TrinityDigitalMedia.com or on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanClif. So, one of the strategies that a lot of people employ is cross-posting, and I'll admit I do some of this myself, but there are some problems with doing that, at least in terms of using social media. So, let's go through some of those and maybe talk about when it's appropriate and when it's not. First off, with Google+, since they have distinct circles, it's very easy to cross-post to the wrong people. This is something that I see also on Facebook. You know, Facebook is all about the people you know already. So the fact that I'm always posting stuff about my ministry and the ways that churches can use social media, for example, like this show, I just find that a lot of people that are my friends really don't care. Either they're not Christians, so they don't care from the church standpoint, or they're not technology people, so they don't care from that standpoint. So that's a bit of an issue. Same thing with Google+, where you have the distinct circles. It could be that if you're sending out a business tweet to your close friends, that's something they don't care about. So that's one problem you need to overcome. Another problem is that just the nature of the information itself, how it's formatted, etc., it might be better for one network than another. So let me give you a perfect example. Twitter, of course, is only 140 characters. So if you have a blog post and you try and cross-post that to Twitter, well, maybe the headline would be appropriate and a link, but you've got to be really careful that the headline is short enough so that it doesn't cut off. So that's a bit of an issue. But there, if let's say it's a 1,500 word blog post, putting that on Facebook, that might still be a little longish for Facebook. Might be fine for Google+. So cross-posting things, it could be that some content is okay in multiple places, but not all. Some content is fine in all places, and some content is only fine in like one place. So you've got to know what kind of content you're sending and decide where to send that based on the information. Also, there's a specific personality to each account. Remember that Google Plus tends to be very technical and or very artistic. So you have large communities of photographers, for example. You have in Facebook, it's all your friends from your entire life, basically, your friends and family. If you went to first grade with them, they might show up on Facebook. If you just met them yesterday, they might show up on Facebook. If it's a business associate from 10 years ago, they might show up on Facebook. So trying to get new traffic may not be the best on Facebook. I mean, you can do it with ads, but just the information you post, if that is crafted to bring new people in, they're just not going to see it, quite frankly. So it's not really worth doing. Instagram is another example. Now, I don't talk a lot about Instagram, even though I've had an account since almost the beginning. But Instagram is great for photography as well. A lot of the younger people use it basically as a replacement for Twitter because it has hashtags, it's got short messages, etc. And you can set it up to cross post to some different places. But putting up messages that really have nothing to do with photography, they don't have anything to do with the picture you've just taken, etc., that could be a problem. Likewise, Vine and some of the other short video sites, if you tried to put up a really long video, it would just get cut off, and it could be that just the tease at the beginning is all that shows. Or maybe even the tease at the beginning going into the open. That would be kind of annoying if it cut off in an inopportune moment. So that really matters as you're deciding what you want to do, the personality of each account. And there are other things. I noticed, for example, it's not so much the case anymore, but there was a time where hashtags were originally Twitter only. Now Facebook, Google+, Instagram, a lot of the other social networks have added those in, but there was a time when they were really Twitter only. So if you cross-posted from Twitter onto Facebook using a hashtag, people would really get offended. And there's some of that still to this day. You know, a lot of people can tell if you're writing kind of a really short sentence where it's abrupt and you're not an abrupt person. I mean, look at me. I speak extemporaneously 5 days a week on these shows, so I don't usually write little short things unless I'm writing on Twitter. So people can tell, oh, you must have written this for Twitter and put it on Facebook because it's way too short and it's just to the point and you're more flowery. So people can sometimes tell, just based on your personality, what you're originally posting from and where you're originally posting to. So you've got to be careful. I know there are so many social networks. I almost never do anything with LinkedIn, but everything gets posted there and I get interactions from there. So that's kind of just par for the course, I suppose, that I'm trying to have a presence, but I'm just not engaged the way that I would like to be. And because I send stuff to LinkedIn, it could be people are interacting with me and I'm just not seeing it. And that's really the problem that you want to avoid. That's really something that you want to steer clear of, starting conversations and not engaging with them. So I hope that helped you. I hope that you can use this information as you're working with your church to go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my newsletter, trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And I've got either the copy of Tweeting Church, which is the book that I'm talking about in this show, or I've also got something on ProPresenter or a course on how to do video. All those are free if you'd like. Just go head on over there and sign up. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.